Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on Wichita's number one sports station.
Let's get started.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Get this started.
Good afternoon and welcome to a Friday edition of Bob and Jeff here on KFH Radio. Jason Duda in for Jeff today. Jeff out to see the Eagles. We should just make a recording. He's seeing the second of their two Austin, Texas shows tonight. According to Jeff, they were filming the show last night. So we have to think that there's going to be a special DVD put out of this tour, which makes sense because they've been on this tour for a while. So that's good news.
Well, how long have they been on this tour? Because
a little while.
I just asked Jeff.
They've been on this tour for a little while. What's wrong with your microphone?
I don't know. Is that one better?
Go. You know. Here's a requirement.
What's that?
Tell me. You got to know what microphone you're using.
Well, there's two in front of me, so I grabbed one. And that one obviously was the wrong one.
That's not the right one. I don't even think it's hooked up. But
that one's not. I used it on Monday when I was here.
No, you use the one you're using.
Yes, okay. If you say so, sir.
That's how we operate here.
Fair enough.
So I don't even know what I was saying, but
we were talking.
Yeah, Jeff's in Austin to see the Eagles.
Shocking surprise.
The PGA Championship ongoing. We made our picks Wednesday. You were unavailable.
I was. I apologize.
Which is terrible.
Not really. It's really not that terrible.
It's pretty bad.
Is it? Why is that?
Just not to be available.
And
I'm going to have at least one miss the cut. Scotty Scheffler, believe it or not.
I know. I took him in a bunch of my pools that I'm in. And
did not catch fire in this tournament. He's plus six after his two rounds, and that will miss the cut. But I do have Justin Thomas and Rory McIlroy.
Well, that'll help.
Who right now are 1-2. That helps.
Yep.
And I also have Jordan Spieth plus three and John Rahm plus two. Tough course.
Yeah, I've been watching. I watched quite a bit yesterday. Watched a little bit this afternoon before I.
Hard to get it close to these pins.
And the guys who went out this morning had to deal with some wind. It's not as going to be as windy this afternoon, but if those greens dry out a little bit, it's going to be tough to hold. So it should be interesting to see what happens this afternoon, where that cut line ends up. I think it's going to end up at four.
A lot of sand traps around these greens. And we've seen a fair number of guys get in them, and they're not easy to get out of. And especially not easy, it appears, to get the ball close out of a sand trap.
No, it seems
so some challenges at Southern Hills.
Yeah, well, it's a tough course.
I covered my only two majors at Southern Hills in 2001, the PGA Championship, won by Retief Goosen in a playoff on Monday.
Because they used to play 18 holes, right? Didn't they play
yes,
a full
18? Yes, they had to play 18.
Right.
And then in 2007, Tiger Woods won the U.S. Open at Southern Hills. Held off a nice charge by our own Woody Austin that year.
Yes, I remember that one. I remember watching that.
Woody got it rolling.
Woody was playing well. Woody was playing well. Woody actually flew back when I was working at Cake, and we had our Sunday show at 10:30. He flew back and came into the studio after that Sunday. He was back that night.
Really?
We had a good chat with him, and he said, you know, I was just playing, and I wanted to let Tiger know I was still around because he was the only one kind of within striking distance and played great. Just unfortunately a little short. But
one of my good memories is covering those two major tournaments at Southern Hills. It couldn't be better. You're indoors for the most part. You go outside and you follow a group for a while, but the crowds are so massive that you're really kind of just watching it on a giant screen TV, and they've got 700 feeds and
right,
and they're bringing you drinks and food, and you're just having a whale of a time.
So you were just there for a party for 4 days. Is that what you're saying?
It was fun. It was fun to cover that stuff. U.S. Open. It was so hot. That was another detriment to getting out for very long. It was so hot down in Tulsa at that time that, man, difficult. But it was fun to see Tiger in person.
Oh, I would think so. I mean, I would like to go, and I haven't been to a PGA event just to go and watch. I would love it. I mean, one of my bucket lists is going to the Masters, which I haven't done. But that's one of my
bucket lists. Well, you got to get that done.
I know I do.
You're not getting any younger in the way you're walking.
I'm not. Yeah, but you can take a chair and just sit. So as long as I can get to a spot, I don't have to worry.
You just want a spot.
I just want a spot. I'd like to follow some groups and walk around, of course, but whether or not that'll happen, we'll have to wait and see.
I've had a lot of fun experiences covering golf. I always enjoyed it. And then we had the two senior events. Well, one senior event. It's the senior... I think it was the senior open.
The U.S. Open.
Prairie Dunes.
Yep.
And then the women's open over at Prairie Dunes. And got to cover both of those events. And I remember doing two columns and going around 18 holes with Gary Player during a practice round. And then doing the same with Nancy Lopez.
Well, that's not bad
company. That was pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I would think so.
Those are my golf memories from my hands-on personal experience.
Gary Player always seems like he'd be a fun guy to have a beer with. Seems to likes to chat.
You know, he was old at that time, older, in his 60s at that time.
Right.
And obviously could still
play.
Could still play a little bit.
Did you want to challenge him?
No, not at all. I've played Prairie Dunes a few times. And my game was never at a point, even when I was playing well. I think the best I ever shot over there was 92 or 93.
I've only played once out there, and that was 20 years ago.
I'll take a 92 at Prairie Dunes.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, why not?
There's nothing wrong with the 92.
All right, here's on tap for today. What's on tap? Brought to you by Supplement World, where you can find Testival testosterone booster. We've got some interviews for you today at 2:25. Adam McCormick, the baseball coach at El Dorado. They are headed to a state tournament for the first time since 2000. Adam McCormick's got him going to the 4A tournament. He'll be our guest at 2:25. At 2:45, Wichita State women's basketball coach Keitha Adams will be our guest. She recently brought in her former high school coach at Oxford, Jim Littell, to be her assistant with the Shockers. Both of them will be on our show coming up at 2:45. At 3:25, Marlon Sears, who played high school basketball at Derby, played collegiately at Newman University, has been a college coach now for a good amount of time. He's currently at Amherst College, Division III, but he's been all over the Ivy League as an assistant coach. He'll join us at 3:25 to talk about his coaching journey. And then at 3:40, Paul Sullentrop, formerly of the Wichita Eagle, currently of Shocker Athletics Strategic Communications, will be our guest for five questions.
Paul,
are you ready for interviews today?
Golden State questions? Are we allowed to ask those?
No, he's a Phoenix Suns guy.
That's why I said Golden State.
Well, I mean, Phoenix, they're out of it.
I know they are.
He doesn't care now.
You don't think so?
No, he's got nothing against Golden State.
Nothing?
In fact, Ray Ritter, their director of media relations, and Paul have a very good relationship. He's probably pulling for Golden State now.
Well, it'll be...
So you're typical wanting to stir the fire.
Yeah, well, I figured why not?
Get people fired up.
It's Friday afternoon.
Well, I don't know why you want to antagonize Paul Solontrop.
Think about it over the weekend, because I like Paul.
That's why you want to antagonize
him? Absolutely. He'll throw it back. He's not afraid. That's what I'm looking for today at 3:40. I'm going to be very subdued until then.
Well, you probably ought to hit him with Dallas Mavericks stuff if you want to antagonize
him. Maybe I will, but I'm not throwing everything out there. If he's listening, I don't want to give him time to get ready for
some certain
questions.
Tell you're going to hit him. What's your favorite restaurant? That'll be one of your questions.
Always. Absolutely. 100%. I got to know where I'm eating tonight. It makes it so much easier for me to decide what I'm doing for dinner.
What are you doing for dinner?
I don't know yet. So I'll ask Paul where he thinks I should go and what his favorite place is. And then there's probably an honest 50-50 chance that's where I'll end up tonight.
Really? Just based on what Paul tells you?
Yep.
What about your family? Do they have any say?
Nope. I'm driving.
Really?
Get in the car. Good luck to you. Eat where we end up.
Oh,
that's
my.
The way
they
works.
Must not be listening today.
Because
you normally would
are.
Never, ever say anything like that about
what?
Your wife and
because
kids.
Because I'm making a decision? I'm not allowed to make a decision?
Well, not without their input.
So
that's
just,
how families make decisions.
Never allowed to make a decision
now,
for the family.
Here's my suggestion on what we should do for dinner. What do you guys think? Chances are they'll go along with you, but you don't just mandate where you eat dinner.
Yes. Yes, yes, you do.
Oh, you do?
When you're as nutritionally satisfied as I am, that's my saving grace.
So that's
grace.
How it works in the Duda household.
Once in a while, yes.
Oh, now we're the once in a while.
Well, I just said today. I didn't say it was every day. But today, that's the way it's going to be.
Well, you backed off of this in a hurry.
No, not at all, because it's just me and the kids tonight.
Oh, there it is. I knew there was something. I knew there was something. So Dia's not in the mix tonight.
Dia's going
this is so
over to her sister-in-law's place tonight. So.
Did I not call that?
You didn't call anything. I simply said I was making the decision tonight.
And I said,
I'm not even making it. Paul's making it for me. He's going to make it for me, which is even better. Then I don't have to make the decision. There's nothing worse than trying to figure out what you're having for dinner.
How's the weather out there? It feels like it's pretty cold.
Cool. It's nice. It's just nice. It's not hot. It's not cold. It's a little windy, but it's temperature-wise is great.
Well, we're playing 15 games tomorrow at McAdams Park, part of our Saturday showcase event. You ought to come over for a little bit. Good luck finding a parking spot, but you ought to come over. You'll find a spot. We're playing from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m., and it's going to be a blast, but it's supposed to be
chilly.
A little cool tomorrow. So I might have to wear my hoodie.
Whoa. For 15 hours?
Yeah. We're bringing out the PA for every game. Introduce the teams. They run from the dugout out to the foul line. The kids love it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That was
and,
a highlight,
it's going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to this event every year. It's called Saturday Showcase, and we look forward to it tomorrow out at McAdams Park. So... You got that. I saw my Blues fighting back, baby.
They played well. I watched the first period and a half last night.
They could have won game one.
They almost should have won game one.
Yeah, Bennington was all over the place.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
No,
you like it?
Look, St. Louis is going to be tough.
No, wait a minute. I'm talking hockey.
I know. St. Louis will give them a run. There's no question about it. I think over the 7-game series, I think Colorado wins that series.
They yeah. needed to get one in Denver. They did.
Yep.
And I like how it sets up. I think this is what do I know about hockey? But I think this team has some resolve in them.
No, they do. You know, O'Reilly, Perron had a couple goals last night. Tarasenko played well. Bennington played well. They look good. They controlled the game last night.
How'd your series go? How's that going? Well, now, that one
game,
I haven't followed.
Game two's tonight. Game one, so you should have watched game one. 8-6.
8-6?
8-6, Calgary. Calgary was up 6-2 with, 7 minutes left in the second period. Edmonton scored 3 goals to make it 6-5. Then they tied it up in the third period, and then Calgary scored 2 goals
late in the game to win that thing 8-6. Now, 8-6 sounds like it was a lot of fun to watch, let me tell you. A couple little fisticuffs near the end of the game, lots of goals scored, but Calgary absolutely controlled that whole game. Edmonton did not look like they should have even been in the ballpark with them. I was actually shocked on how well Calgary played. Calgary's a deeper team. They got three lines. They can roll out there at any time. Edmonton has basically McDavid and Draisaitl, who it's pretty good, but they just don't have enough depth. We talked about this last time I was on. I grew up an Edmonton Oilers fan, and we know I don't really have a team, but I am cheering for Edmonton in this just because. But if I was a betting man, I'd be all over Calgary in that series.
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, that's too bad.
After game one, I'm still cheering for Edmonton.
Well, I hope so, but it sounds like you've given up on Edmonton.
Well, I haven't given up, but after watching game one, now it's only one game in a seven-game series, and this is in any sport. You want to talk basketball or baseball, it's one game out of seven. But they did not look good at all. Mike Smith, their goalie, got pulled after the first 6 minutes, giving up three goals.
Yeah, you can't give up.
And
you can't give up eight.
The problem tonight is it starts at 9:30.
You going to watch it?
I am going to watch it.
You don't work tomorrow.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Well, yeah, there's no way you're going to make that.
I made the last one. It started at 8:40, and I made
it. This is another hour.
I know. I'm not going to like because it's not going to be done until at least 12:30.
What time do you have to get up?
I'll get up at like 3.
Well, yeah, there's
45.
I'm sorry, but there's no way.
Oh yeah, that's not no big.
You'll be so out of it tomorrow.
Tomorrow I'll be fine. Sunday, right off. But this
you got
is,
any soccer this weekend?
No, soccer's done for a while. Soccer's done. But Sunday, that's fine if I'm a write off for Sunday. We'll get up. We'll go to church. I'll come home. And what do you think I'm going to do all afternoon? Championship Sunday, PGA. What do you think I'm doing? Watching golf, so I can sit in the couch and just chill.
Well, you won't be able to stay awake.
Yeah, I will.
No, oh. I'll guarantee you, you won't. You can't stay awake Saturday and Sunday after getting 2 hours of sleep on Friday night.
Oh, easy. No question. And then Monday, I'll be off Monday, and I'll get up, I'll go cut the grass, and then I'll have a purr. Then I'll money for the week. That's it. That's all I need.
No
the
way.
The body's trained now after
the body,
these
the body
few years.
May have been trained
this
20
body,
years ago.
No, it was. It's in better shape now being
it
trained
is?
Than it was back then. It looks a little different.
I don't hardly see how that's the case.
There's a little more of it now, but it's all good. It's trained. My sleep patterns, I'm good. I'm good. I'm staying up tonight to watch that game.
Well, good luck.
I will not miss a Calgary-Edmonton playoff game. No.
Good
sir
luck.
Reed.
I'm staying up tonight to watch Shocker softball in Fayetteville. That game starts at 8:30 after the Cardinal game, in which they're bringing up a prospect, one of their top prospects, maybe their top prospect, to make his major league debut tonight in Pittsburgh, Nolan Gorman. So you only get a few of those in your lifetime where your organization's top prospect makes his big league debut.
I don't know, Nolan. Where is
so
he?
So I'm all over
pitcher?
That one.
Where's
no,
he play?
He's a hitter. Has 15 home runs in AAA this year, and the Cardinals need some help offensively. They put a guy on the injured list, and this is the debut for Nolan Gorman tonight.
What about you were talking about, is it Jordan Walker?
He's in Double-A. He's right now maybe listening to the show here in town because the Springfield Cardinals are here this week to play the Wind Surge. By the way, the Wind Surge has taken the first three games of that series down at Riverfront Stadium. This is a good Wind Surge team. I don't know that they have the number of prospects they had last year. They do in a couple pitchers, including Simeon Woods Richardson, who pitched last night and will be in the Twins rotation soon. But the Wind Surge, 2 years now, they put a really good team on the field for Wichita's baseball fans, and they're trying for their fourth win in a row over Springfield tonight. And I think they've won five in a row overall, so that's a good Wind Surge team. You still haven't been to the ballpark.
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Yeah, we went last year.
Well, good. Maybe you go there tonight for dinner. Take the kids down. You'll get home in time to watch Calgary and
no,
Edmonton.
I need to be set like an hour and a half before, get my position ready. This is serious for me. This is 31 years this hasn't happened. And because before that, it used to happen all the time. Those two.
Oh, you don't know what I'm tempted to do.
Oh, what are you tempted to do?
I'm tempted.
That's going to do anything that will allow me to do that tonight.
Who work with Cox.
That's fine. Call Cox all you want.
You don't have Cox?
No.
I got some friends who work for DirecTV.
So do I. You want to pit your friends against mine?
Yes.
Let's go. Game on. Game on.
I'll knock your show out.
I'll guarantee I watch that game tonight.
Not if I call my friends.
No, you won't, because I don't think you have any. You said Cox to start with, and then you're just throwing it out there.
Well, you must have DirecTV.
So you know you don't have anybody there.
Oh, I got.
You got.
What do you mean? I got DirecTV.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you got friends there. What are you going to call the provider and say, "Hey, turn
this
guy's"?
No, I'm going to call my friend.
Who's that?
Say, turn this one off tonight. About 9:20.
Impossible.
About 9:20. Shut down that feed.
I guarantee you, I watched that game, because if it's knocked out at my house, guess who's going to be knocking on your door for 3 hours?
Well, don't.
This guy right here.
You don't have any proof.
This guy right here. If it's out, you better hope it's not, because I will be. Sorry, Debbie, but I will be knocking on this
door.
Well,
we're not going to answer.
For
we'll call
hours.
The police.
Well, that's okay.
And then I'll call my friend again.
What's he going to do?
I'm going to have him knock it out for another week. All right. After that nonsense, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some high school baseball. All the state stuff coming up next week in high school spring sports. It's really one of the great weeks of the year in high school sports. You got the baseball, the softball, the track and field, the soccer, the tennis. I think they've already done the tennis and the golf.
Tennis is over.
You got a lot of stuff coming up next week in state tournament competition. El Dorado headed to 4A state in baseball. Their coach, Adam McCormick, joins us next. You're listening to Bob and Jeff on KFH.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Winding down Judas Priest week here on the show. This is called Victim of Changes by Judas Priest. They're going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. Adam McCormick joins us. He's the head baseball coach at El Dorado High School. The Wildcats, an old foe of mine from back in my days at Derby in the Arc Valley League. I doubt that you were around then, Adam. How are you?
Good, Bob. How are you doing?
Happy to have you with us. You guys have had a good season. You've broken a little bit of a state tournament drought, your first time to reach state since 2000. Congratulations, first of all. Tell us what the difference has been this year.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys having me on. Difference this year, our guys have varsity experience. Last year, we came into the year with one, after COVID, with one player with mainly varsity experience. So we were all pretty brand new, and we battled some, you know, different adversity. I think our schedule is very tough in the AVCTL. We play most of AVCTL 4, Wichita Collegiate, Andale, Clearwater, Rose Hill. And then we play AVCTL 3, all of our teams, McPherson, Bueller, Augusta, Circle, and Winfield. So, I mean, our schedule, there's no easy day on our schedule, and our guys have just battled, and they just keep working hard every day in practice, you know, and then in games, learning from mistakes and learning different things. And, you know, we finally just broke the barrier on Tuesday, and it was amazing to see. Our guys, they've worked so hard, and the success that has come with it was just awesome.
And it's nice to beat a rival like Circle to make that happen, right?
Oh, yeah, that was huge. We had got swept by Circle earlier in the season, 7-4 and 9-8. In both the games, we had chances. I think in the first game, if I remember correctly, we had bases loaded and nobody out, down three runs, and we couldn't get the guys in. And then in game two, it was a similar situation. You know, we had guys on every inning. They just got a big hit. And that was the difference on Tuesday. we got a couple big hits early, jumped up 2-0. And then in the bottom of the sixth, they responded with two runs. So it was 2-2 going into the seventh. And we got our leadoff guy on. We were able to move him around and, you know, get a couple big hits and open up a three-run cushion. And, yeah, especially against a rival, it's big. We share a town with them, so it was one that we really wanted to get. And then we get game one. Anything can happen in game two.
Coach, I'm always curious, especially in high school, because you literally have kids who are 14 years old playing against kids possibly 18 years old. Correct?
Yes, sir.
How do you get those? You know, in tough. Obviously, probably a little tougher for freshmen. But do you find it the pitching is the biggest difference? Obviously, from the younger to the older kids, or do you find that the hitting comes around a little bit better? Which one is there a good balance, or is it the pitching or the hitting that you kind of got to work with these kids on from a freshman up to their senior level?
You know, right now, especially, you know, in a regional type setting, pitching is big. And I think the older, more experienced pitchers that you're able to have, is more beneficial for you. But I think it's a good adjustment. You know, there are guys that start from their freshman year in different towns, you know, depending on the area, and they're studs from their freshman year. I think it's just kind of a mix of where you get. And I think it's, you know, a good balance all around the state. You know, you got seniors that are dominating, but you also have freshmen and sophomores that are coming in and doing what they need to as well. So, I mean, I think if you just work on everything throughout the year, I think it'll pay off. And that's kind of what we did is I told my players at the very start of the year, and I've said it, this is my third year in El Dorado. I've said it every year. I said, guys, it's not who we are in March, it's who we are in May. So we're going to go out, we're going to compete every day. We're going to learn from our mistakes. Maybe it was a bad pitch we made here, or we took a bad swing in a hitter's count, and we chased a pitch that we shouldn't have. So learning from those mistakes and really honing in on what we need to do better to make a run, and we did that very well on Tuesday, and that, you know, propelled us into winning two games and qualifying for state.
We are talking with Adam McCormick, El Dorado High School's baseball coach. You know, like with any town El Dorado size, you really go through fits and starts with your athletics, but this has been kind of a resurgent year for El Dorado in many ways in athletics. So What's made it a good year for El Dorado?
Our kids have bought in. We had so three years ago we had a new football coach and myself came in, and then last year we had a new basketball coach came in, and the kids have just taken to all of us very well. They've worked extremely hard for all of us in every sport, you know, fall, winter, spring. If they weren't in a, you know, in a sport in a certain time, they were in the weight room putting in work and, you know, making sure they were getting bigger, faster, stronger. And I think that's the biggest thing is they've seen what hard work can do, and it's paying off for them. You know, they're starting to believe and they're starting to trust, and they're starting to look at their buddy next to them and they're picking them up and saying, hey, you know, work on this or work on that. I think we have a bunch of really good leaders, and it's just a matter of, you know, them understanding how to win and what it takes to win, and they're putting in the work to do so to be successful.
And you have Butler Community College over there, which obviously accentuates athletics, and they've all have a tremendous tradition as well. But it really helps a town El Dorado size when the high school's competing at a high level and winning games and getting to state tournaments and being a factor. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, it's massive. You know, basketball did a very good job this year of putting a winning record together, and we were able to host Circle out of all teams in our sub-state semifinal round. And our gym, we were able to host, our gym was packed. There was not an empty seat in that house. It was the loudest atmosphere that I have been a part of, and I was on the basketball coaching staff as well. So just that success is driven, and I think the players, even if they weren't a competitor in basketball, they were in the stands cheering on their team their teammates that were playing, and I think that really translates into each sport. You know, success comes from seeing other teams compete and seeing what it takes to win, and I think El Dorado, we've been doing a very good job of, you know, competing and picking each other up and finding ways to support each other in every aspect of game, school, life, whatever it is. I think we're doing a very good job of that.
Now, do you help in other sports over at El Dorado, Adam?
I'm an assistant basketball coach, and then the last 2 years, I actually coached middle school football. I was a three-sport athlete. My wife is definitely a saint for letting me do all those. I have two young kids as well, so, you know, she's able to allow me to do those things. So it's a blessing for me, and, you know, it's nice to build those relationships with, you know, the middle school kids. So as they come up into high school, I kind of know them a little bit more and have those relationships built, and they trust me that I'm putting them in the right positions and not, you know, no, that's not where I play or that's not what I do here. You know, they kind of already have that relationship with me that I'm going to, you know, love on them and put them in the best spots possible.
Well, let's give a shout out to two or three of the players that you're going to need to perform well next week to make a little run in the 4A tournament. Who are your best guys?
Oh man, I think my whole lineup. You know, we have Gannon White, our leadoff hitter. He sets the table for us. He's played a phenomenal third base for us all year long. The kid is just works his tail off, and he's going to be a really, really fun player. And he's only a junior, so glad to have him back for one more year after this. And then, you know, Drew Veach, he's been really hot for us. He threw six innings against Circle in the regional semifinals. And so he's going to be big for us on the mound moving forward and also at the plate. He came up with the clutch hit to drive in the runs in the top of the seventh, you know, to win that game against Circle. Tripp Baker, a senior, will be a guy that we'll look for to pitch as well and swing it. Jaden Sundgren, Rhett Briggs, Miles Stringer. I could go on and on. Jalen Rice, Adam Cavallaro, Zach Jacobs, Hunter Hamm. And Zach Jacobs and Hunter Hamm are both freshmen, and they're stepping up big for us in times. And they're, you know, they're doing everything we ask. So everyone, you know, is contributing on our team at the right time. We're starting to we're starting to gel, we're starting to swing it well, playing defense very well. So I think it'll be a fun day on Thursday, and, you know, hopefully we can, you know, bring across one victory and then move on to Friday and, you know, let the chips fall where they may.
All right. Well, good stuff. We're appreciative of you taking some time to come on the show, and best of luck this 4A state tournament next week. El Dorado in the state tournament for the first time in 22 years. Their coach, Adam McCormick. Adam, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me on.
All right. There you go. We'll be previewing more state-bound teams coming up early next week.
Got to be exciting for the kids.
Yeah, El Dorado.
I mean, got to be just excited to go to state tournaments. It's great.
They had a heck of a team when I was at Derby.
Oh yeah.
We fought them, man.
Oh, you
tough.
You threw down.
No, it was.
Oh.
It was a tough game. They had a really good pitcher by the name of Randy. I think it was Randy Martinez, and then a very good outfielder by the name of Steve Gillis, and they were good. And it took everything I could do to shut them out.
And you didn't quite get there?
Ah, I did it.
Oh, come on.
I did it.
Oh, what? Yeah, you were a pitcher in high school?
Of course I was.
What was your ERA?
Well, I don't want to brag, but I led the Arc Valley League in ERA that year with a 0.00 earned run average.
Well, I suppose when you were pitching, you were pitching from a 20-foot mound to a guy using a toothpick to swing, probably.
No,
right?
That's not what it was at
I'm
all.
I'm guessing.
No love at all.
Old wooden bats that were cracked. Yeah, I can only imagine.
We had a good team at Derby that year. We went to the state tournament.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, that's good.
Got beat by Southeast in the semifinals. Too bad.
Not a bad season.
No.
Not a bad season.
Southeast went on to win state. Joined now on the hotline by Keitha Adams, a head women's basketball coach at Wichita State University, and her new assistant coach. She's brought in a young pup to teach the reins to, Jim Littell. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Doing great, thanks.
You laughed at that, Jim. I did not hear Keitha chuckle.
Well, I
know,
was
young
a little bit.
Young and Jim Littell don't usually collide in the same sentence.
Well, I think it's really cool, a great storyline that Jim, you've joined your former player at Oxford High School now to help out at Wichita State. Keitha, welcome. Tell us about the decision to bring Jim in as an assistant coach and what led to that happening.
Well, I think that first off, I want to say that. I've been very fortunate. I was fortunate to play for Coach at Oxford, and really through the years we could write a book about our relationship. We've been on the same team. We've competed against each other. You know, he was at Seward County when I was at Independence Community College, and then when I went down to UTEP and Coach was at Seward, we were helping one another with players and. And just through all the years, he's been someone that, I talk to once every 7 to 10 days and we, just have a great relationship and a connection that started when I was in sixth grade and was 12 years old. And, I've always been very appreciative of Coach. And, when I accepted the job at Wichita State, if you went back and watched it, I talked about Coach that day that, a lot of my successes throughout my coaching career, a big part of that has been because of playing for Coach and what a great coach he is and been a mentor and a friend of mine. So it's been we've gotten older together and it's been a fun journey and really unique opportunity. Coach Chester Nichols took an assistant job at Southern Illinois, and when that position opened up, I immediately got a hold of Coach Littell and visited with him about coming up and being an assistant for me at Wichita State, and it was really just a no brainer and a easy thing, just a natural easy thing to do. We were excited about having Coach be a part of our program, and for us. We've been working really hard to build something special here at Wichita State. And, we've been competitive and we've been in the hunt. We've been knocking on the door, but not knocking the door down yet. And we want to turn that next corner. And adding coach to our staff is definitely going to help us do that. And so it just really to be back on the same team with one another from all those years ago, never dreamt something like this happening, but it presented itself, and so here we are.
Well, Coach Littell, you know, as a coach and coaching kids, you know, obviously you want to aspire them to do well, be good people. It's got to mean a lot to you that that Keitha is where she is now and you having a part of that. That's got to make you proud knowing that you've had impact on these young people and helping them get to where they want to be. Just talk a little bit about Keitha, you know, when she was a kid to where she is now.
Well, first of all, very proud and very honored to be on this staff. Keitha and I got our journey started when she was 12 years old at a little 2A school, Oxford, Kansas. And she was someone that loved basketball and had a great passion for the game. And even at that age was a student of the game and wanted to know what she could do to get better. And she was a really good player. We bonded then and we've kept our relationship going for a long time. And as Keitha said, we'd call once a week and bounce basketball ideas off each other and say, hey, coach, what do you think of this? And it's just an honor to be back here with somebody that I really respect and I enjoy going to work with every day. And I've known Coach Ava for a long time as well. And they're both good basketball coaches, but they're better people. And we love Wichita, and we're happy to be back home.
Jim Littell, 11 seasons down at Oklahoma State as their head women's coach, twice the Big 12 Coach of the Year. So you guys have maintained a relationship over the years, and I'm sure you've been in numerous meetings since this hiring was made about what Keitha talked about, trying to knock down that door instead of knocking on it. So what is the key? And I'll start out with Keitha. What has to happen for Wichita State women's basketball to turn the corner the way you want to?
Well, I think, probably one of the number one things that we've been focusing on is improving our offense. If you go back and if you look at our scores and what we've done, we've been a very good defensive team. We've competed. We've played hard. We've lost close games and come up short due to a lack of being able to score. And so something we've really, really worked extremely hard in this offseason in the recruiting areas, looking at bringing in shooters and people that can shoot the basketball and score, because our offensive woes have hurt us. And that's been where we've got to turn that next corner. And we have five new commitments. We're getting close to finishing up this class, and I always like to announce all of ours at once, so that'll be coming soon. But we've really worked really hard in the recruiting aspect, and I think we've done a great job in who we've signed and addressing some of the issues that we've had. By looking at the transfer portal, looking at transfer kids, looking at players and their proven performances, looking at stats and our staff. My staff's done a great job. We've spent a lot of time watching film. We've done a lot of background checks where we've talked to a lot of people that know these kids, and to where you really feel like you've got a good feel for who you've got coming in. And we've just really, really worked hard in the recruiting aspect, because that's a big part of it. And then, I think that having Coach on our staff, he's got a great basketball mind. That's going to help us. And I think that, I've always known how great of an X and O coach is, because I played for him. I've watched him in many games and many timeouts, and he shared with me and I've shared with him, but – you know, my confidence in Coach has always been there. And bringing him on board, I know, is going to make me better. It's going to make our program better. Our players are going to get better. And so when you want to win and you want to do something special, you surround yourself with quality people and great people. And so, you know, I feel great about our staff. And when he and I sit down and combine what we've accomplished in our careers, and then we talk about that to recruits, it's very impressive. It is. You know, I was 3 times Coach of the Year in Conference USA. Coach is 2 times Big 12 Coach of the Year. You know, on paper, you put that on paper, and you're looking at a recruit saying, "Hey, you come here, you're gonna get coached up, and you're gonna be around people that know what they're doing." And so I think just being smart on my part of asking him to join up is I know he's going to help us, and we're going to be better from it. And, you know, I'm excited. And, you know, I want for Wichita State Shocker fans to just love watching us play. That's always been something. I want people to come to our games and love to watch us play. And we're going to work hard to put that kind of product on the floor and make that happen.
Jim, I'm just curious, what did you see, you know, from somebody the outside looking in at the WSU program? I know, obviously, Keith is a big part of the reason why you're here, but what did you see in the positives and stuff to make you decide to come to Wichita State, and what areas do you think you can help out the most in?
Well, I think, first of all, it's a great city, and it's a great arena to recruit to, and I think we have a lot of different avenues that we can recruit. Nationwide, international, high school kids, junior college kids. So, you know, there's a lot of diversity in how we can recruit and bring really, really good players into this program. And, you know, studying it from looking from the outside in, as Keith has said, we lost a lot of games by 4 and 5 points last year. And I just think being able to help and pay attention to details and as she said, recruiting shooters to make sure we're getting better offensively. We're not far away, and we've just got to continue. You know, the lifeline of basketball programs is recruiting, and we got to continue to recruit elite players that will fit the culture that Keith has established here. So, you know, I think helping on the court, helping in the recruiting aspect of it. You know, I'm just here seriously to help any way I can and do whatever I can to help this program succeed.
Talking with Keith Adams, the head women's basketball coach at Wichita State, Jim Littell, who's recently joined her staff as an assistant. Coached Keitha in high school at Oxford. So one of my contentions has always been that, you know, the state of Kansas produces good high school girls basketball players. I know you both agree with that. Keitha, you're a product of the state of Kansas. Jim, you've coached high school basketball here in the state of Kansas. So my question is, how important do you two believe it is to have a sprinkling of Kansas high school players on the Wichita State roster? Is that imperative? Is it important? Or is that a luxury right now that maybe can't be afforded because you got to build a team that can win now?
It's very important. I think that it's funny you say that. I'm in Dallas right now, and I'm down here because there's several of the top Kansas players that's going to be playing in the tournament that I'm actually at here in Dallas to see those guys. And, you know, I think that us signing Ella Antio was a positive step. I think there hadn't been a player on a Shocker roster from Wichita and from Kansas for like 7 years. And so I think that was a beginning step. We've offered to some of the talented kids in Kansas, and they've gone to BCS schools. And, you know, Zy Walker was a young lady that I offered to when she was an eighth grader. And I went to her game when she was in middle school, and she came to our game that night and I offered to her when she was in eighth grade, and she's gone to Louisville. And so, you know, Emily Ryan is another young lady that we worked really hard, and she's at Iowa State. And so there's been some ringers that we've worked hard on to get, and they've gone to some of the BCS schools, and that's going to happen. I think that, you know, we had two sellouts at UTEP, 12,222, and we had a young lady on our team that was a big part of that and played a lot for us, and Kayla Thornton. And so I understand having a local player and an impact player from Kansas, how that can help your attendance. And it's great, you know, people love to see one of their own out there on the floor. And so we've got to do better, and we've got to find a way to – we've not yet got that impact player that's played a lot on our team that's from Kansas, but we want that. And we're going to keep working hard to do that. And I think that for me personally, I do understand the importance of that, and we would love to make that happen. And so we're working on it. And, you know, I think that it is a piece that we want to put in the puzzle, definitely.
And Jim, you've recruited so many players from Kansas in your coaching career. I'll give you a chance to address that.
Well, I think it's very important that we assume an attitude that we're going to try to shut the borders down. We have two major college programs in our state, but I think it's about developing relationships and identifying these young players at an early age, getting them to our camps, getting them to our elite camps, becoming very accustomed and close with the high school coaches and AAU coaches of this state. And that's the way that you started, is identifying at an early age and building relationships with their coaches and with the players and their families. And that's what we intend on doing.
Well, it's really really fun to catch up with both of you. Jim, welcome to Wichita. You've had an outstanding career, as have you, Keitha. And now it's time to get the Shockers on a track that I know you both want to win more, and hopefully that's going to happen. Thanks to both of you for being on the show.
Hey, thanks, Bob,
so much.
And always enjoy being on your show, and thanks for inviting us. And we're looking forward to next season, and good things are coming, so appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, we'll talk to you all soon.
Okay.
Keitha Adams and Jim Littell from Wichita State women's basketball. And they do have a challenge ahead of them. It's time for the Shocker women to win at a higher level. We'll see if these two can pull it off. I like the hire. I like bringing Jim on the staff. I think it's a good move. We'll see if it pays dividends. We'll be back hour number two. Bob and Jeff here on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.